It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I brought some news and a film for you today. First, I'll tell you the news, and then I'll show you the film. The news is that a magician is coming to visit us later. His name is Paul Gertner, and I wanted you to see some fine magic, and that's what he'll be bringing you. Yeah. Now, I think I will try a little magic with this film. See the film in there? And there it is. Now, look carefully at that film. And now, close your eyes. And I will make the film disappear. Now you may look. You see, it's gone. Where do you suppose that film went? Where do you suppose? Are you ready for me to make it reappear? There it is. You know how I did that? Just put it down like that. Yep. But real magicians know how to do things very quickly so that you can't even see how they're making things work like that. I would like to show you this film, though. Yeah. There's some things in it that look as if they're disappearing because they're going against a background that looks very much like them. So as you look at it, think about that, all right? See if you can pick out the things in there that look just like the back of the film. All right, picture, picture. We'll see our film. Notice that the things, you could see the things better when they were against a different background. Yeah. You know, when you lose something and you need it, it isn't magic that made it disappear. And it isn't magic that makes it come back either. You often have to look and look and look to find it. Look carefully. For instance, I have been looking for a songbook. I wanted to sing you this song. I don't remember all the words, but it may be out here. Couldn't remember where it was. Oh, yes, here it is. It even has a pitch pipe with it. Wasn't magic. No, and nobody hid this book from me. I had just forgotten where it was. You know, even wishing can't make things get lost or go away. No. Scary wishes don't make things come true either. No. And that's the song I want to sing for you. One time I wished that a lion would come and eat up my house and my street. I was mad at the world and I wished that that beast would stomp everything with his big heavy feet and eat everything with his big sharp teeth and eat everything with his teeth. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. One time I wished that a dragon would come and burn up my daddy's big store. I was angry with him 'cause I wanted to play, but my daddy just went to his store right away. I wished that that dragon would burn his store. I wished it would burn Daddy's store. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. Everyone wishes for scary mad things. I'm sure that you sometimes do too. I've wished for so many, and I can say that all kinds of wishes are things just like play. They're things that our thinking has made. So wish then, and don't be afraid. I'm glad it's certainly that way, aren't you? Scary mad wishes don't make things come true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. And that's true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. Oh, maybe that's Mr. Gertner. I didn't expect him this soon. Let's see. Oh, no, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Well, I heard today that a magician was coming over to visit you, right?
That's right. Come on in.
Well, I've been thinking I have a magic trick that I would like to show you. Could I
you
do that?
You do?
I certainly do.
Certainly.
All righty. Well, I'll just get into my...
Could I help you?
All righty. Into my magician's costume. Just you put
well,
this...
I didn't know this was one of your interests, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, yes, it is. There we go. This is my magician's cape.
Yes.
And this is my magician's hat. Now, I need you to help me. You can be my assistant, all righty?
Yes.
I will put my magician's hat on. Could you take the scarf? There's a blue scarf there. All right. All righty. There's one blue scarf.
Yes.
Now I'll get into my hat here.
You have many interests, Mr. McFeely.
Many interests. Magic is one of them. Now, you see, this is a little rabbit.
Yes.
It's made out of sponge. Mm-hmm. Now, could you just cover the rabbit over with the scarf?
Sure.
All righty. Now, you see, I can hold it in that hand. Now, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'll put my hand up like this. And watch this.
What?
Pull the scarf off.
It's a big rabbit.
It's a big rabbit. You see, that's a made out of sponge.
How did you do that?
Well, you see, I had it in my hand. It's just a sponge, and I just put it in like this.
Oh, I see.
And the little one is just underneath there. You see, you can make your own out of a sponge if you want to. I made it out of an old sponge, two old sponges.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, that's a good trick.
So I thought you might like to see that. I'll just put those in there. Make the scarf disappear.
Put it away.
Put it away. Put my speedy delivery hat on and say, speedy delivery to you. That's what you get, some speedy, speedy magic. Speedy delivery. Good day to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely.
Whoops, almost got caught. There we go. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mr. McFeely even likes magic. He likes everything. He's a wonderful man. Let's have some make-believe. Mr. McFeely could be delivering some good news to X the Owl. And maybe somebody could get concerned about a magic trick in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready? All right.
Speedy deliveries. Hello there, trolley. Speedy delivery for X the Owl. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for X the Owl. X, are you home? Speedy delivery for you. Let's see. Well, maybe I'll try down here. X the Owl, speedy delivery.
Below, below.
Oh, high up, high, X. Good day to you. Here's a letter for you.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, would you mind opening it for me?
All righty.
I like to hear you read my letter.
Well, it says, Dear X, I told you that I'd be back, and Friday's the day. It'll be great to see you. And the neighbors in make-believe again. Yours in Owl Correspondency, Professor Tim Scanlon.
Professor Scanlon. My good old Professor Scanlon from the OCS.
Well, that's what it says right there in your letter. Here you go, X.
Oh, boy, my professor is coming for a visit.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm always happy to deliver happy news. Well, good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Well, thanks, Mr. McFeely. Thanks a lot. Oh, boy, will I be learning some more fun stuff. Hey, Henrietta, Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, 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 X, meow, happening.
Hen, Professor Scanlon, my teacher from OCS.
Meow.
Well, he's coming for a visit.
Meow, 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 get ready, meow.
Oh, well, he won't be here until Friday, but he's coming.
Meow, meow, until Friday, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, let me see. How about a magic trick? I'm sure my good old professor would like a magic trick.
Meow, 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 kind meow, magic meow.
Oh, wait a second. I have an idea. I'll take my letter in and get something.
Meow, 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 magic trick meow.
Here, you see this?
Meow, 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 blanket.
Yeah, well, if I hold this blanket up in front of you, then I can make you disappear if you will leave.
Meow, 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 meow.
You see, I'll say, Fie, fail, fleety dee, and quick you hide.
Meow, 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 meow.
Then I take it down, and you're gone like that.
Meow, 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 Bob Dog, meow, 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 meow.
Hey, Bob Dog.
Meow, 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 Bobby Doggy, meow.
Hello.
Hey, will you help us do a magic trick?
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to.
Take this blanket, will you?
This blanket?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Now, you put it up in front of Henrietta's door.
Up in front of her door?
Yeah, maybe I'm your cover, yeah.
That's good. Now, can you see Henrietta?
No, I can't see Henrietta.
Well, bring the blanket down, you can see her.
There she is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, put it up again.
Okay.
All right. Now, say the word, Fie, fell, fleety dee.
Fie, fell, fleety dee.
Now take the blanket down. You made Henrietta disappear.
Henrietta. Henrietta. What did I do to poor Henrietta?
Oh, Bob Dog, it was just a trick.
She's gone. She just disappeared.
Meow, 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 just playing, meow.
Oh, I hope I didn't hurt you, Henrietta.
Meow, didn't hurt, meow.
X told me to say, what did you say?
Fie, fell, fleety dee.
Yeah, Fie, fell, fleety dee, and you were gone.
Meow, meow, didn't hurt, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Bob Dog. Bob Dog, please listen to me.
Meow, 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 meow.
You know, you're wearing your super cape, aren't you?
I sure am.
Well, what would happen if you put that cape over your head?
Put the cape over my head?
Meow.
Well, I'll try it.
I think maybe this will help you understand.
Right, like this?
That's right.
Okay, now what?
Okay, Henrietta, can you see Bob Dog?
Meow, 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 meow.
Well,
are you still there, though?
I'm still here, though.
You see?
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, do it again.
Okay.
Now, Henrietta.
Meow.
I'm here. Now I'm here. Now I'm gone. Now I'm going away. Now I come back.
That's right.
Meow, 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 meow.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Henrietta. This time, you say the magic word, fidey, fiddly, fidey.
No, it's fi, fel, fleety, dee.
Yeah, fi, fel, fleety, dee, okay?
Yeah.
But close your eyes before you say it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now say it now.
Meow, meow, fleety, dee. Meow, gone.
No. Oh, here I am.
It's just that we couldn't see him.
Meow. Rang.
Oh, you put us upside down.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, I just love it. Don't you think this is better than a roller coaster as I move around here? Oh, boy. All around.
Well, it may be fun for you for a long time, Lady Lane, but, you know, enough's enough, really.
Don't
enough's
say.
Enough.
Meow, 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 meow. Okay, folks. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. There you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You can turn us upside down, Lady Lane. But, you know, there's one thing you can't do is make us disappear.
That's right.
No siree. You may go upside down, but you're all there. You want to try it again?
Oh, I guess so.
Sure,
meow, meow.
Let's try it again.
Okay, we'll try it again, lady. Boy, you're having a time on your leaf mat today, aren't you?
Sure am. Are you ready?
Yep.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
I tell you, you feel lightheaded like this.
Meow, 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 meow. Have you all had enough?
I sure have.
I guess so.
Meow. All right, around you come, friends. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'll be seeing you all. I think I'll just go all over the lot today. Toot toot, sweet.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Bye.
Meow.
Well.
Boy, that upside down stuff is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like that.
You know, I'm also getting to like that go away, come back.
Yeah.
Going away, come back.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I'm starting to like that. Hold on. Going away, come back.
That's getting to be fun for you, isn't it?
It sure is getting to be fun. Going away.
See you, Bob Dog.
So long.
Damn, you really go away.
Come back. Look, Charlie. Going away. Come back. Going away.
Lady Elaine's boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. It's really pretend, isn't it? Just like other kinds of magic. Oh, maybe that's Paul Gertner now. It is. Hi, Paul. Come in.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'd like to know my television friend.
Hi.
Mr. Paul Gertner. Come on in. Do you have some magic you could show us right away?
Right now?
Uh-huh.
In fact, I do.
Yeah.
No, I have a little magic trick which, well, I have it right here. It's done with a stick.
Uh-huh.
It's a silver stick, and, well, if I take this stick and I hit it on my knee, well, that's kind of confusing. Now where can it be? You see, it's not over here, and it's not up my sleeve. It's not down by my knee. Did you see the stick leave? Oh, my gosh. No, no. It's kind of confusing how this stick jumps around. When I toss it like this, now where can it be? It's not over here, and it's not on the ground, because it jumped to my pocket without making a sound. But I'll do one more trick with my magical stick, but you have to watch close because it happens quite quick. If I push it through my hands once or twice, the stick changes colors. Now that's kind of nice.
I guess it is all kind of nice, Paul. Thank you for that trick.
But
and a poem that goes with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a little poem I wrote.
Now, where would you like to, do you want to do all of your magic right here?
Well, why don't we go out to the table out in the kitchen?
All right.
And I'll sit down and show you a few more tricks.
Good, I'll follow you. Is that a good place for you?
Oh, this will be great right there. Let's see, I'm going to open up my bag of, my briefcase of magic tricks. I have a little pad here, and I use that on the table just simply to keep things, and so they show up real good. Let's see, I think I have a little purse here. Here it is. Now, the funny thing about this purse is it doesn't have any bottom to it. You know, I want you to do me a favor, though. Would you look inside real close and make sure it's empty? If you find anything, you can keep it.
It's just air there.
Is it empty? Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of a magical purse, though, because whenever I look inside, I always seem to find a little sponge ball. Now, let me do that again a little bit slower. If I take the ball and I push and squeeze like that, you see it disappears, but it goes right up there by my elbow. Sometimes I can take and I can actually squeeze it twice, and now there's two of them. No, but I'm going to try to do this trick with your hand. I'm going to hold on to one ball, and I want you to hold on to one ball, too. I'll get that ball out of your hand to make it come in mine.
Right.
So I'll have two, and you won't have any at all. Here we go. One, two, three. Did you feel it go yet?
No, it's
going
still there.
It's going to tickle a little bit, too, and it goes, but don't get scared. One, two, three. Is it gone yet?
I can still feel it, Paul.
Still there. Mm-hmm. Let me try it again. Three, two, one. Oh, wait, I set it backwards. That means instead of yours disappearing, mine did. And it had to go somewhere. Open up your hand. Because you see, now you have both of them. Oh, wait a minute, though. For the next trick, though, I'm not going to use these. I'll use one more ball here. You see? Oh, that's a yellow one, and these are orange. Well, this is kind of special. I'm going to show you a special trick with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put those away. I want you to watch this ball close, because I'll put it in my hand. Keep your eyes on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
On the count of three, it'll disappear. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, you know why this ball's not going to go for us?
Why?
I think it's a little bit too big. You can't make something
my.
That big disappear.
How did you do that? See the magic that he does?
Oh, there's all other kinds of stuff. What I do is I do things called, sleight of hand. In other words, I do tricky things with my hands. And, I have another one here to show you. I'll do it with a couple. One, two, three cups. And a couple balls, and a magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to place a ball on top of each cup. You won't need the purse right now. I want you to watch the balls close, because I'll take one ball, and I'll place it underneath the cup like this, one at a time. That's the first one,
mm-hmm.
That's the second one, and that's the third one. You see, but if I take the balls one at a time on the end of the magic wand, can you see it? It's invisible, now it's in the middle. I'll do that again. It's on the end of the wand, but now it's in the center because the two end cups are empty and they're all in the middle. No, wait, maybe I'm using too many balls, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to take and I'm going to get rid of one. I'll put this ball in my pocket. Now that leaves me with another one here and I'll put this one away too. Do you remember how many are underneath the middle cup?
There was one under there, huh?
Yeah, just one. I didn't do any magic yet, but you see, now we've got another one over here. But I'm going to explain to you how I did this trick. No, really, I am, because you've been a really nice audience and have me here. Look, what I do is I pretend to put this ball in my hand. But really, I keep it in this hand over here. And I put an empty hand in my pocket. And when I want to show you where this ball is, I just take and I put it right beside the cup. You see, and I sneak up, under, and out, and it looks like it was there all the while. But I'll really put it away this time, and that leaves me with one there in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I did it again, because now we've got three. Well, I'm going to put it away because I think you know how I do this trick. I don't use that extra cup, and I don't use that little finger of mine, and I don't sneak it under the cup either.
Yeah.
You see, I just use three extra balls because here's an extra one right over here. You see, and here's another extra one right over here. Now, they're both pretty big, and they're both pretty heavy, but you see, underneath the center cup, I have the biggest one of all. Because there it is, the biggest one of all. No, that's not it. That's the biggest one, you see. But I can't figure out where it comes from.
Well, I can't figure out where it comes. They are very heavy.
Oh, yeah, they're made out of steel. And, gosh, you know, the funny thing about this is it doesn't go back in the cup. Well,
Paul, you must have been practicing this for a long, long time, haven't you?
I've been doing it, I guess, about 6 years now. And, practicing it then.
Started when you were a little boy.
No, when I was 16.
16.
Yeah. So.
This is fun. But you can't really, really, really make things disappear, can you?
No, not really. Like, what I do is I just use my hands and I hide it really quick when you're watching me, though. And I do it tricky, though, so that you can't really see where it goes. And I bring it out in the open and it's not really gone. No, nothing really disappears for good.
I really like to watch your hands as you're working,
Paul. Oh, well, I'd really like to be able to do more, but right now I'm going to a school to do some magic, so gosh, I have to be going really short.
Well, the people in the school are lucky to be seeing you today.
Oh, well, have fun there.
Thank you for bringing this to show my friend.
Oh, I enjoyed it, and it was good to see you again.
My best to your family, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
We'll bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
You heard how he said, nobody can make anything disappear for good. It's just the way he did that, very fast with his fingers. Did you ever run to the window when it was time for your mom or dad to come home from work and see them coming down the street, even before they came inside? Well, it wasn't magic that had them go to work, and it isn't magic that has them come back either. There's a good feeling that comes from really knowing that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
To make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.